You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Golden Hour from Vapors of Morphine, before that Crashing from Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, and before that, The Amp That Lost Its Head from the Amplifier Heads.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, hello. From On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm Suze, bringing you another installment of the Boston Music Wayback Machine. This week, we're taking a stroll through the year 2012. Big Dipper is an indie rock band who formed in Boston back in 1985 by former members of Volcano Sons and The Embarrassment. They released two albums, and then they signed with Epic Records in 1990 and released Slam. 2 years later, the band split up after releasing Approach of a Human Being single. Fast forward to November 2012, the reformed Big Dipper released their first new studio album in 22 years, Crashes on the Platinum Planet on Almost Ready Records. This is Robert Pollard, a song from that album.
Robert Pollard, the music is there. You can sleep all day or hide anywhere. But the big you hate the lyrics.
The second is that you like my Facebook page, and you know how many friends I've got, and you quote my old lyrics I already forgot. Oh, that's cute, a secondhand suit cut smug in an indie rock color. When your friends see you with me, you grab my waist quickly and smile and stand up way taller. What's in the name? You've mastered the game of trends, follows, hashtags, and memes. But with all your feeds burned, you still haven't learned that people are not what they seem. Crazy women and merit. If an artist's a raptor, then a critic's a parrot. You get free tickets, reservations at 8, but while you learn to dissect, you forgot to create. A song's just a song, an art is just art. Most of it's wrong, and some of it's smart. The artist is just a schmuck with a pen. She has to purge words so she can swallow again, because when mouths are full, it's harder to breathe. Art's just a reflex byproduct of me.
Thank you.
answer, my mind is so superficial. You're looking for plot in the interstitial. I'm only a stack of blood and fat, with some muscle and bone and a scarf and a hat. Critics are fans who are weak with greed, and oh, there are so many things you need. You want me in spandex, writing all bad checks, drinking to excess, racing down sorrow, chasing the night to try to shake off tomorrow. It's a character that I happily borrowed, but I'm giving it back. It's all a disguise. I'm tired of that. Now I look like this, guys. But I got shows to stop. When the courts pop, I'm killing up my enemies. After a couple of shots, schnapps top and pop rocks, and hot sauce to cover up the 10 benzies. The tongues are way tamer at this stage in the game, and the talk lulls to a dull disclaimer. Skin's thicker than leather, stronger than concrete. Opinions don't better what's already complete. There you go, down the elevator shaft. Mass grave among ghosts of fanboys past. I'll run home and laugh, and won't look back till you come haunting me for an autograph.
Heard X-Ray Specs by Axe Monkey, one of longtime Boston guitarist Catherine Capozzi's projects, plus Fanboy by Madam Psychosis, Crossed on the Wire by the Flying Blue Squirrels, and the block started off with Robert Pollard by Big Dipper. We are inside the Boston Wayback Machine listening to music from 2012. I've got two more songs for you. Up next, this is Airwaves by Parlor Bells from their 2012 album, Thank God for the Night.
I heard it late in the evening, thought that I was alone. I heard it down in the courtyard, playing round on my phone. It's all about the suggestions and the subtleties. I am future's fool, the antiquity. Old-fashioned ain't what it used to be. Now my radio dies, missing two front teeth. Did someone punch them out, or did we forget to eat? All these goddamn celebrities you can't even read. I'm gonna make you believe in me, just wait. they signify that I'm home at this dusky hour. An angel and an archangel, Michael Applegate, of oscillating frequencies, they crackle and they know when it's raining, if it's raining. And they know if it's sunny, cause we share it.
When I lay down, hear myself again on the airwaves, post-meridian. Then I look around and find that you aren't there. I think a radio station just went off.
Yeah.
When I lay down, hear myself again on the
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home, bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat, that's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is something we do every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, giving you 3 hours of the best gosh darn local music on the planet. We've been doing it for over 33 years, and we hope to continue to be invading your eardrums for some time to come. If you are in a band and you would like to share your music or make a request or let us know when you're playing again, or if you'd like to be considered for a live performance or a live interview once they allow us to do that again, please get in touch with us. We're on the Facebook on the town with Mikey D. We're also on the Instagram at OTT Mikey D. And if you're old fashioned like me and do the old email thing, it's OTT at sonicenhancement.com. We would love to hear from you. And if you are sending us music, please do make sure that it is radio friendly. It doesn't have any bad words in it that you can't say around the funeral home. And we will be happy to play it. That's right. We also have a whole boatload of new local music coming up. And Angele Wood is back with her Songs of the Week. And we're very happy to have her back here. And right now we're going to have the live act, the live archive performance. We hope to do this again in the studio for reals very, very, very soon. This one is a classic, though. This is Age Rings going back to April 25th of 2007. I am a huge fan. I was really pleased to get to work with them in the past. My good friend Jack Younger has produced a whole bunch of their records over at Watch City, and these guys are great. So strap yourselves in, spark up that lava lamp, and hide the children. It's time for Age Rings. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D, and this show is pre-recorded for your own damn good.
One, two, three.
It's not
at your poverty and your addiction, so you could say I told you so.
The damn world. Hello, Radio Land. We're A-Drinks, and we're going to play more songs. This one's the first song off our album, I think, right?
New album?
Indeed.
It's called Dead Man's Float. The album's called Look, the Dusk is Growing. Do it, Teddo.
That was pretty good.
What, my chatter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You have a pretty good face for radio.
I'm good at improvising on-air banter. That's why I'm in the band. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to die.
Thank you, thank you. So those were four nuggets from our album. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember.
Four songs from our album.
We'll probably be playing some of those songs at our next show.
Which is?
A week from tonight, right?
Today,
May 2nd. Today is Wednesday, yeah.
May 2nd.
We're playing at TT's with some cool bands, Everyday Visuals, Summer Birds, and Cellar. And
What's the fourth band?
Thanks for putting me on the spot. I can't remember, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Because my decrepit memory doesn't allow me to recall four bands. I can only do three at a time. What are we playing now?
Okay. Well, this next song we're going to play is a cover song by a band called Air, who just put out, actually, I don't even know if it's out yet. Is it out yet?
I think it's out now.
It's out now. On their new album, and it's called One Hell of a Party.
Which is what we're having right now in the Studio D.
Hi, Al and Alex and Peter, if you're listening. Hi, guys.
This next song is a new song. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
What is it called again?
It's called Why Oh Why. Why Oh Why.
How's Cheater Pint doing in there, I wonder?
Yeah, me too. Oh, I think I can hear them.
I think so.
You guys, can you scream a little louder? You can kind of hear it in
maybe
the mic.
They should come in here or something.
Yeah, if that's allowed, they're more than welcome in here. No.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
What do you think?
Beer, what?
Beer, yeah, I'll take one of
those. Okay, here we go.
Cheater Pie in the house.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nice. Okay, listeners, we have one song left.
It's about drugs. Right? I don't know. I didn't write it, so I'm not. I'm not.
It's about Courtney Love and her problems. Courtney loves drugs. Courtney loves pills. That's the name of the song.
Thanks for listening.
Hang on one second. Okay. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO Medford. That is Adrings, recorded back in April of 2007. And hey, like I said, if you're in a band and you want to be considered for a live performance or a live interview, do reach out to us on the Facebook, On the Town with Mikey D, via Instagram at OTT Mikey D, and on the emails OTT@sonicenhancement.com. We're going to carry on with some new music. We got Angel Woods' Songs of the Week coming up very, very, very shortly. But right now, here's something brand spanking new from X Hyena. This is called Capture the Stills. You're on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
True.